This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you are spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air. I'm paying it, hopefully paying attention. You are paying attention, right? And if you're not paying attention, just go listen to the Mickey Mouse Channel or something. I don't know. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time. Well, I heard this on the way into the studio, which I know usually it's just downstairs, but I was actually driving here just before the show. I can't even get this out of my mouth. It's so ridiculous. I can't even get it to come off my tongue. Well, first, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do there online. You can give me your email address. Love to have that, because every week I send out an email. I'll let you know what's going on in the show and the guests we'll probably have on. You know, can't guarantee it, but they're scheduled or been called, and they don't always make it, so be it. But, I mean, seriously, just give me your information. Help me promote. And listen, for Christmas, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, but mostly you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been taught to be afraid of, but you don't have to be. The book lays it out for you, plain simple English. So here's the deal. Keith Steinle's accused killer has been found not guilty. I'm thinking to myself, how does this happen? And forgive me, my San Francisco listeners, but really, seriously, this is a jury from San Francisco. Now, the jurors found Jose Garcia Zarate not guilty of killing Kate Steinle on Pier 14 in San Francisco, July 2015. The trial is one of the ones that pushed this into high gear, pushed the whole Sanctuary City thing. Now, jurors reached a decision in a 6-day of deliberations. Now, they received the case last week. Zarate was found not guilty of first and second degree murder, involuntary manslaughter. What was he guilty of then? He was also found not guilty of assault with a semi-automatic weapon. He was found guilty of count 2, possession of a felon with a firearm. Steinle was walking with her father and family. You know the story. In July of 2015, she was shot. She collapsed into her father's arms. Can you imagine? Right? Can you imagine? Now, Zarate had been released from the San Francisco jail 3 months before the shooting. They didn't hold him for federal immigration authorities to pick up and deport again. He'd already been deported several times. Should have put him in Joe Arpaio's jail. What do you think? Now, San Francisco is a sanctuary city now inside of a sanctuary state. Local law enforcement are barred from cooperating with federal immigration authorities. It isn't even like they can if they want to. They can't, period. It's just amazing. President Trump has threatened to withhold federal funding, but that was put on hold, too, last week. Federal judge appointed by Obama got a hold of that one. Now, in response to the attorney, the verdict, Attorney General Jeff Sessions released a statement saying that despite California's attempt at murder conviction, Girardi was able to walk away with only a firearm possession conviction because he was not turned over by the San Francisco. Nelson, if San Francisco had turned him over to ICE, Keith Stanley would be alive right now. We wouldn't have wasted all this money on a trial. Although I don't know that for sure, because President Obama was still president, and they might let him back over again. When jurisdictions choose to return criminal aliens to the streets rather than turning them over to federal immigration authorities, they put the public at risk. San Francisco's decision to protect criminal aliens led to the preventable and heartbreaking death of Kate Steinle. That's a statement from Jeff Sessions. He went on to say, I urge the leaders of the nation's communities to reflect on the outcome of this case. They don't care, Jeff. They could care less. I mean, seriously, think about it. They knew they have been protecting this guy even after. Look, this was an illegal alien, here illegally, broke the law several times to come back here after he'd been deported. Okay, here's a felon here in town, okay, a vagrant. Then he goes and he finds a gun laying around. My God, if he was trying to be a law-abiding citizen, he wouldn't have touched the gun, or maybe he would have picked up and threw it in the trash to hide it from other people. It's not what he did. He took the gun. And then to say that it simply went off when he was walking down the pier, and that's what killed Steinle, that's a lie. You wouldn't believe anything close to that from your 17-year-old teenager if he was trying to explain something to you, would you? But we take it from a felon, from someone who's broken the law over and over and over again, and it's okay. If he didn't have the... First of all, he shouldn't have been here. But let's just say we have a big heart and say, okay, stay. He sees a gun. Instead of being thankful that he's allowed to stay in this country, he goes and he grabs the gun. And then when he's done with doing that, when he sees an opportunity to use the gun to gain for himself, and the gun went up. If you kill somebody in the act of a crime, you're usually brought up on murder charges. Why was he given any kind of space here? I don't understand. Hopefully he was handed over to ICE right afterward and sent out of his country again. I would have had that courthouse surrounded if I was ICE agents. Upon exiting the courtroom, representatives from both sides spoke to reporters. Defense attorney Matt Gonzalez offered his condolences. Oh, bullpuckies. I got to go throw up. I'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. I'm already wound up, and I haven't even got rolling, really. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch, do I need to go slower? You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can respond to the people that write for us. I mean, there's just so much going on up there on the website. And you really do, you really want to make sure you engage and you get involved in the conversation. Because if you just sit there drooling all over yourself, you do nothing for me. Or anybody else for that matter. And the same thing goes, look, I love the fact that you guys are willing to fight on Facebook. I got that, okay? Give me a second to rant here, right? But Facebook warriors don't fix much of anything. I need you to go out. Go out, help get people get elected. Go out into your community. Find the people that are going to make a difference. And listen, if you, and I call it, you know how I call it? I call you hiring. If you hire a legislator, you hire somebody to help run your city or your school district and they don't do the job, don't send them to the state. Please don't send them to the state because you know what happens? They go from the state to the federal government and then we have the mess we have. We get sanctuary cities, we get sanctuary states, we get killers to get to go free because people feel bad for them. Anyway, I need to calm down a little bit. Okay, we've got, Aaron from Roseville's on the line with me. Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Hey, buddy, how the heck are you, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, greetings from 400 miles north of you, my friend. I'm glad to be listening online.
Well, thank you. So tell me, what's going on?
When I saw the decision about Katie Stenil, in part my mispronunciation of her name, I've always just called her Katie Stenil, but when I saw that, you know the first thing that came to my mind was, bro, and I know what? We're pretty similarly wired politically, it was, this had nothing to do about the facts of the case, and then I come to find out from reading little bits and pieces about the trial, guess what the second line of defense for the defense attorney was? You had the accidental discharge thing you were ranting about, right?
Right. Go ahead.
The second thing was, Trump is a meanie. Trump is a racist. Is not going to be in office for very long. The defense attorney, and I've got to hand him credit for this, he knew his audience. He made it into a referendum on Donald Trump, and the jury bit it hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, but Aaron, that's a San Francisco jury. Did you really expect, forgive me, I'm sure you have friends or people have friends there, but did you expect anything different out of them? Honestly, this poor illegal guy had no place to stay, been thrown out of the country several times. All he was looking for was for a safe city to hang out in. He found this gun. It went off by accident. Come on, don't you have a heart?
You're a racist, Joe. I mean, how dare you even mention that? I mean, that's the mentality of people. But I will tell you something. It's like my heart absolutely breaks for Katie and her family. Oh. But what these idiots have done in their absolute psychotic rage against the president is they have handed him a gigantic hammer.
Mm-hmm.
A gigantic hammer. Because this is not even a partial birth abortion of justice. This is a monster abortion of justice.
Mm-hmm.
They did it.
So, listen, if you were an American citizen white guy walking along the beach, I mean along the pier there, and you legally had a gun on you because you're not allowed to carry a gun, but you had a gun on you, and you went over to rob those people, the gun fell out of your pocket, shot one of them, killed one of them, where would you be today?
You'd be at least 5 to 7 years in the can for the discharge of the firearm and the possession of the firearm and the strong-arm robbery. At least, you know, you'd have at least 2 or 3 felonies. If it was the first time you'd ever committed a crime, maybe you could have pled a couple of them down to a misdemeanor. But the point of it is you'd have been going to prison for a period of time.
Right.
But since
since
you are not an illegal alien and since there was no agenda behind what you did, you see, so... Look, the real serious and sober moment about this, beyond the outrage over letting a murderer go free, is that this is the level of the political discourse on the hard left now. What they are willing to tolerate and what they are willing to do in order to score cheap chicken feed political points because they feel such a personal sense of violation over an election they thought they were going to win that they lost.
You're exactly right.
Period.
I agree with you. That's the hate is their heads are spinning because they still can't figure out over a year ago that it just went sideways for them, that they really didn't pay attention to what was going on around them. Hey, Aaron, thanks for being on the air with me. I really appreciate it.
You bet, brother. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Yep. You know, and more people from around the country have seen this. You know, when I was on the other night, I was on CNN the other night, and that was one of the things we were talking about was – the Dems have totally discounted Americans. They have if you haven't gone to the same college they went to or went to a college for a specific period of time, they're not interested in what you have to say. You're too dumb, you're too ignorant to understand anything. And you know, I went off on that the other night, but I want to get back on this because I want you guys to think about something. I want you, especially you males out there, you fathers out there. Think about your little daughter, all right? You need to be outraged about this. I don't want to hear about your compassion, because the guy doesn't even think he did anything wrong. But I want you to think about your little daughter. And you've been out with her, and you go out, and you know, I used to take my daughter out on a daddy date, hopefully to teach her how men should treat you out on the date. And I can't imagine walking and talking with my daughter, hearing a gunshot or being held up or whatever, and then having her fall into my arms and die while she's looking at me. I want you to think about that for a second. Nobody in that court cared about that. They cared about one thing, right? The politics of the moment, about hanging Donald Trump. They didn't care about anything else. We're not a nation of laws anymore. We're at least a nation of feelings. The law doesn't matter anymore. Now it's all about feelings. And the left is going to pound into us. If they have to bully us and beat us and trounce all over us, they're going to prove, or think they're proving, how right and how smart they are. How much better than we are, that they are than we. Seriously. You know, my dad used to say it. Should I tell you? Yeah, whatever. Anyway, you know, these people are so book smart that they're street stupid. Because the book says it, they learned it, and my God, if you learned it from a liberal professor, you need to rethink what you learn. And it's a little too late, Mr. Defense Attorney Matt Gonzalez, offering your condolences to the Steinle family, who you got their killer, the killer of their daughter, you got off. The spokesman for the district attorney's office said the verdict was not the one they had hoped for, but at the end of the day, the jury ultimately makes a decision. They also said the Steinle family was incredible and that their hearts go out to them. Now, while Zarate's immigration status is what's brought the case in the national spotlight, jurors didn't hear evidence about that. But you know what? If they didn't know, I don't know. They shouldn't have been on a jury. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, just on the Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far, because I ain't done with this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, yeah. Standing next to me.
My baby is American made, I can guarantee that. Anyhow. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I don't care what it looks like around you. Go out of your way to try to buy American-made. Let's keep America working. Yeah, I'm one of those, like, nationalists that believes that we should take care of ourselves first, and then we can take care of other people. Notice I didn't say kick other people to the curb. I said, let's take care of our own first. Let's get our own stuff in order. Let's take care of our own things, and then we can go on and help other people. That's a good thing to do. Even the airlines tell you to put your mask on first. How far down the road do you think you'd get trying to help other people put their masks on if you couldn't breathe? Buy my book. Just head on, give me a Christmas gift and buy my book. All right? Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all that. Things you've been taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to. Find it up on our website. If you want to buy a grip of books, you like that? I tried to get a little hip there, but it's not working. But what are you laughing for? Anyway, if you want to buy more than one book, you know, you want to give some to some lefties that you know, or maybe get them to pop an eyeball or something like that, I will make you a deal. Not because I have a whole bunch of them sitting around, because I don't. But if you want to really irritate some people, I am more than happy to help you. Anyway, we are talking about the Kate Steinle murder. And not so much... You know, we all believe, we all feel this guy should have gone to jail. And he should never see the light of day again. This wasn't an accident. See, an accident is when you're doing the right thing and something goes wrong. That's an accident, okay? When you're driving down the road and you're looking all ways and you're following the speed limit and everything's going hunky-dory and some moron comes plowing into you sideways because he or she was texting. Just before when they were driving. See, that on your part, that's an accident. See what I'm saying? So, anyhow, this guy had a gun illegally, picked one up, should have never touched it, picked it up, was here illegally, was on his way out for the sixth time, and killed somebody. Yes, he did. He killed somebody. Now, here's the funny thing about it. Why? How? Not even why. How could you find this guy not guilty? I mean, he did it. The dad saw him do it. It's all there. How was he found not guilty? I haven't figured this out yet. I mean, were the jurors in a coke-laced room? Are they breathing the same air that some of our legislators in Sacramento are breathing? I don't get it. This is where I go, you know, you should hear the flushing sound over common sense. Now, the jurors didn't hear the evidence that he'd broken the law before, that he was here illegally. None of that. None of that was allowed to be brought to the case, but I find it hard to believe that some of these people didn't know. I would have loved to have been at or talked to somebody who was at the actual interview, when they interview the jurors up front, to see where these people felt, you know, about illegal immigration or any of that stuff. I really would love to know. After 12 days of testimony, dozens of witnesses, and 2 days of closing arguments, the jury had to decide whether Steinle's death was the result of an act of murder or just a tragic accident. The reporters in the room, you know, you go rob a bank, you drop the gun, it goes off and kills somebody, they don't ask you what your intent was. You can't say to them, I went in there to rob the place, but I never intended to kill anybody. You still are brought up at least, you're at least guilty of brought up on manslaughter charges. Reporters in the room said that the jurors looked very somber as they entered when the judge was handed the verdict. The courtroom was completely silent during the reading of the not guilty verdict, the voluntary manslaughter. The defense team nodded in approval but didn't show any emotion. Now, earlier in the day, the bailiff and the court clerk were seen entering the jury room with a small yellow evidence bag before retreating with it a few minutes later. A source inside the courtroom confirmed that the jury had asked to see the gun used to shoot Steinle. Why? Right? Zarate and his defense team maintained that the argument that the suspect found the stolen weapon on the pier and it just fired. Wouldn't they love for that to be real? Because they're trying to tell you that guns are dangerous, right? Guns kill people. We on the right could tell you that people kill people. If this is true, if this jury actually believes that that gun just went off, then our argument's gone. I guess guns do kill people. The gun belonged to a Federal Bureau of Land Management ranger and was stolen from his parked car a week earlier. Why did he leave it in his car? Why does anybody leave a loaded gun in a car? The bullet ricocheted on the pier's concrete walkway before it struck Steinle, killing her. Zarate has admitted to shooting Steinle, but says it was an accident. However, the prosecution painted a very different picture, telling the jurors that Zarate deliberately shot the gun towards Steinle while playing his own secret version of Russian roulette. Following Steinle's death, Congress took action to pass new legislation called Cates Law. The law passed by the House of Representatives in June increases the penalties for deported aliens who try to return to the United States and are caught. What are you going to increase them to? Are you going to send them back on a jet as opposed to a bus? No, seriously. I know some of you are going to find this distasteful because you don't want to take care of them. I do. I think we put together a jail or I think we go to the Joe Arpaio School of Administering Justice, okay? And if it's good enough for our soldiers, then it should be good enough for our criminals, and I would put federal prisons up in the middle of the desert. You guys want to run away? Go for it. Really that simple. And I would put them in those prisons. No air conditioning, no cable TV. I'm good with the bologna and cheese sandwiches. Seriously. And then, you know, what else I do? See, I'm just nasty. Because I'll tell you what else I would do. I would do farming. I would find a way to farm out there, and I'd make them grow their own food so it doesn't cost us any money. And if they don't want to work it, they can go hungry. I don't care. Right? Because, I don't know, for some of you that are, you know, my Bible says if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. Let's do that. I'm okay with that. But no, you can't. You know, I mean, this is nuts. This is nuts. The fact that he got away with this is just gnawing at me, and it should not. Anybody who has children, this should not. And for you dads with daughters, I want you to think about that. This girl died with her eyes open looking at her dad, trying to figure out what went wrong. She was out for a walk with her dad. Couldn't possibly do anything more beautiful. Right? But it's all about protecting the illegal alien. And we're the cold-hearted ones, right? Anyway. You know, I was thinking today as I was looking at some of the stories, actually last night and this morning. This Matt Lauer story. And now you come to find out that Katie Couric was in an interview, I don't know, a couple of years ago, whatever, said the thing that bothers her the most about working with Matt is he's always pinching her butt. Now, I don't know about you, but what was it, NBC he worked for? Yeah. How come NBC didn't place a call to this guy after that interview and say, hey, Matt, you got to come up to the office. We have a problem here. Not a word. Right? And others talked about this, the sex toys he had in his drawers. And I'm talking about his desk drawers. Okay? And then the sex toys he gave away at Christmas time. This had been going on forever. Why didn't anybody do anything about it? Why? Because he's in the communications world. He's a left laying down socialist progressive Democrat. And that's okay, because they know what's better for us than we do. They'll let them get away with murder. Look how long it has taken them to really truly come out against Conyer and now asking him to step down. And the poor guy's in the hospital because he's so stressed out by all of this. You know what? It's not about him. Nobody cares. You should be stressed out. You should have been stressed out for years. I got to calm down. I'm going to run out of steam here. Right? Anyway, we'll be back. I'm not done with Matt Lauer. God. Matt Lauer. There you go. I like that one better. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors cares for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We're back. That's how I feel tonight, too. A little rock and roll in the past there in the back. I don't know. Alice Cooper. Who else like Alice? Raise your hand if you like Alice Cooper. Oh, wow. A lot of you. Okay, cool. That's good. Now, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million things you can do out there on the website. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Hey, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You got a question or anything like that? Because some of you will tell me, oh, I don't want to hear my voice. I get nervous. I don't want to talk in the air. Yeah, well, I get nervous every night. Don't feel bad. But send me an email if you got a question, something you want to talk about, a question you want to ask, what have you. I will do my best. Okay? It's really that simple. Anyway, we are talking about Matt Lauer and our buddy Matt. God. And I want you to think about Conyer. I want you to think about Lauer. I want you to think about Weinstein. Should we go? Do we need to go to a list of all of them? Right? Al Frankenstein. Right? Go through him too. I mean, just go through the list of all these. What, anybody know what all these men have in common? I mean, they have one thing that is blatantly, outrageously in common. Right? Yeah, I see you over there going, ooh, me. Okay, yeah, never mind, it's too obvious. They're all progressive Democrat males who have sat there and they have pounded on, Lauer has, and so has others, pounded on Donald Trump for the way he talks about women. Little hypocritical? You think? And they get away with it. Do you know why they get away with it? Because they're Democrats. Right? If a Republican even hinted at this, they would crucify us. Now, Matt Lauer's battle at NBC is not over yet either. I mean, it's almost every day somebody comes up and says, yeah, me too. A new report indicates that the star lawyers are hoping to get him a reported $30 million for his contract that was supposed to take him through to, I mean, if they give him any money, it'll just show you how corrupt these people really are, how much they really don't care. Right? They really don't care about you women. I don't know why you women swoon over these guys. I don't know why you give them so much credit. Why do you stay with the Democrat Party when this is how they treat you? This is what they... Look at... This is how they think about you. Do you understand that? Because if they didn't think about you like this, they wouldn't abuse you like this. Now, I know that it's happened to Republicans in the past. I get it. But my God, look at this wave. These are the same people out there screaming about women's rights, screaming about taking care of women, screaming about doing the right thing for women. But I guess the right thing for women is what they believe it to be at the time they want to do it. Yeah, you heard me. According to Page Six, lawyers, Lauer's lawyers are working on a plan to get him the remainder of his $20 million per year. Wow. Hey, NBC, I'll do it for two. Seriously. He got another year and a half of the contract he currently has. In 2016, he renegotiated a deal with the network. But the question now is whether or not the morality clause embedded within the contract allows the network to withhold the remainder of his payment, which I think it does and should. You women should be screaming about it. As a matter of fact, you should be screaming. Let's see how moral these people really are. You women should be screaming that the rest of his money should be going to these clinics across the country that deal with battered women, that deal with sexually abused women. That's what he should be doing with his money if he's really, truly... and look at... something just came to me about these hypocrites. $20 million a year? And they're screaming about rich people like they don't have any money? They do live in an alternate universe. They are mentally ill. And maybe that's why they've been screaming about this. Maybe instead of them screaming, they're playing us, right? So they're screaming, this is going to hurt the little guy. When they know it's going to hurt the people with money. And if it doesn't affect them because all the money's coming back to the 1%ers, and obviously Matt Lauer's in that 1%, hey, feel free to cut the government a bigger check. If you so feel it's the right thing to do, what in God's creation are you waiting for? So Lauer was removed unceremoniously right away with all this. And I guess the person who came forward was also able to prove it. Early reports indicated that Lauer's behavior ranged from exposing himself, making inappropriate comments, and even allegedly gifting sex toys to staff members. Now I got to tell you something. I'm not a, what do you guys call it? I'm not a prude, okay?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, maybe I am. I'm somewhere from above that came, and I'll just have to agree with it. But you think about this, right? All these perverts, all these sickos, read about the stories about Billy Bob Clinton, right? And all these guys. And women walk into the room, they drop their trousers, and they're like, hey, I got something for you. And if you women were smart, you'd look and go, you know what? I don't know. I can't see anything from here, and I'm sure if I got up close, I couldn't see anything either. Really, you throw the whole thing into the toilet. But this is sick. These guys walking around in their underwear in their offices, telling these people to come up to their hotel rooms. It's just sick. On Thursday, Lauer issued a statement on today that was read by his former co-host, apologizing for his actions. He said, "There are no words to express my sorrow and regret for the pain I have caused others by words and actions. To the people I have hurt, I am truly sorry. As I'm writing this, I realize the depth of the damage and disappointment I have left behind at home and NBC. The $20 million that I'll be getting as severance pay should help me through it." No, that's mine. "Some of what is being said about me is untrue and mischaracterized, but there's enough truth in these stories to make me feel embarrassed and ashamed. I regret that my shame is now shared by the people I cherished daily." Nobody cares how you feel, Matt. Really, we don't. I don't. I hope you're bugged by this for a long time. And not because I don't like you and I don't like Democrats at that level, you know, progressive Democrats. No, no. It's because you're such a hypocrite. Because you sat there telling us how holier than thou you were, how much better you were than we are, and then we had to listen to you because you're so much smarter than we are. Right? Isn't that what we heard? And I'm done with it. And I think if you're a Democrat or you're on the left and you have people like this, you need to punish them for this. Because they took you for granted for years. And not only did they take you for granted, they lied to you. And they continued to lie to you. And it doesn't seem to bother them. He'll probably have a job soon, too. You heard that Gutierrez out of Chicago is also retiring. I can believe he's had some issues in the past. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. John Sullivan is going to join me. He's a director, producer, and he was involved in the Gosnell file, the Gosnell movie. Sick movie. And they conveniently have forgotten about him on the left. Here was a guy that was walking babies across the street before he killed them, or killed them and they still had enough power to walk across the street. I mean, this is sick. He kept baby body parts in his office in pickle jars. Sick. But nobody, and this is still going on across the country, nobody would say anything about him. Not on the left, anyway. So John's going to join me, and we're going to talk about his new project, which I'm not telling you what it is until you come back, you know, in the next hour. And John's a good guy, very down to earth. He was telling me that he belongs to a league that plays underwater hockey. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, underwater, how much oxygen do you have to be able to hold to play underwater hockey? Think about it. Right? So he's also involved in a movie that, what is it called? No Safe Spaces. Yeah, I can't remember all this stuff. No Safe Spaces. And who are the two guys doing that one? I think it was it Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla? Adam Carolla. Can you tell I script all this stuff? Anyway, Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla. And the movie's called No Safe Spaces. And they talk about all the things that are going on college campuses and how much it's actually truly, honestly hurting us. It's not helping these kids. It's hurting these kids. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Join us again. I'll be waiting for you. I'm not going anywhere. You're stuck with me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live again. Don't go far. I want you back.